Harriet Tubman first attempted to run away from slavery when she was just 7 years old, and finally succeeded when she was about 25. The commitment to her family spurred her to keep returning south until she had managed to bring them all out. Tubman became a legend during her lifetime, not only for her heroic delivery of hundreds of slaves to the North for freedom, but also because her courage gave hope to thousands who remained enslaved. She became so nettlesome to some slaveholders that several rewards for her capture were published, one of which offered $10,000, dead or alive. However, Tubman was just too clever for them, and though she had some close calls, she remained at large and lived to be past 90.
This message was brought to you by WUSB 90.1 FM in celebration of Black History Month.
Jason's out of here. After a marathon show, what he thinks is a marathon show. Well, we're all involved in marathons in our own way, whether it's being up all night studying or doing other crazy things. This is Eric. I've done a crazy thing. I've done a real crazy thing. I haven't slept in 2 days. How do you like that? And where do I go? Where do I go? I go here to hear some music. This is a record that every USB person knows. Not necessarily by sound, but by sight. I don't care what your affiliation with the radio station is, but if you've ever gone in our record library, you've seen this record sticking out. It's the Polish Jazz record. No one's ever played it. No one's ever looked at it carefully. But it's right next to the Police, so everybody knows about it. Everybody sees it. It always seems to stick out, you know? This is what it sounds like. Rather worth listening to, eh? Sort of an offense to speak over it, I suppose. but there's only so much time in a day, and sometimes you have to talk and play music at the same time. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook, and it's 2 degrees. And while other stations will tell you that it's 36 degrees, we're different. So we tell you it's 2 Celsius. And I just drove here from a little further than I usually drive. I just drove here from Chicago. That's right. Straight. I started yesterday morning at about this time. I've been driving for 24 hours. This is incredible. And where do I wind up? I wind up on the radio. It just shows you how dangerous life can be sometimes. I figured I'd try something new, you know? See if it could be done. Well, I haven't finished yet. I haven't made it home yet. I'm here. So I'm just going to relax, take in the sounds, and hopefully wake some people up, because it is time to get up for most people. For me, though, it's soon to be time to go to sleep for a few days. We're expecting it to be... Well, I can tell you how it is in Chicago. It's nasty. Nasty, icy conditions. Slippery roads, all that kind of thing. And for people who drive for 24 hours at a time, it's always good to take those things into account. Hopefully your drive will be much shorter today. I would say just about everybody in the country's drive would be shorter today, but that's something else. It's going to be cloudy with a chance of light rain or drizzle coming out of the sky. Temperatures rising up to the mid-40s by evening. And for tonight, periods of rain or drizzle likely with dense fog developing. Temperatures going up to the unhealthy 50s by morning. And Friday, high... Oh, this is disgusting. High around 60. I don't know what's going to happen to this world. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You know that I care. What happened to you? And I know that you care. So me too. So I don't feel alone on the weight of the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bones, and any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
The memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime. You shuffle in the gloom of the sick room. Talk to yourself as you die. Life is a short, warm moment, and death is a long, cold rest. You get your chance to try in the twinkling of an eye. 80 years with luck or even less.
hard to get off.
From Pink Floyd here on WUSB in Stony Brook. 3-4 and Pigs on the Wing, part 2 at 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. 2 degrees Celsius, 36, is it? Yeah, it's 36 on the Fahrenheit scale. And it's, what day is today? It's, I haven't been to sleep since, well, if I don't know what day today is, I don't know what day I went to sleep. It was, wasn't last night, and it wasn't the night before that either. That's how long it's been, folks. That's how long it's been. Feels great. You know, it's like, it's sort of...
Today's Thursday.
Thank you very much. Well, it's good that there's some people with normal hours around here. Otherwise, I don't know what would happen. But I tell you, when you stay up all night long, it's sort of like some kind of weird hypnotic experience. It's sort of like being on drugs, except you don't take anything. You feel weird, you know? Your head does strange things to you, and you think weirdly, and you do strange things like radio shows that you wouldn't ordinarily do. You should try it sometime. It's the ultimate high, I think. 8:18 in the afternoon. No, in the morning. Yes, 8:18 in the morning, and we have a special announcement for you.
On Sunday, February 18th, at 2:30 p.m., WUSB-FM will shut off its transmitter.
But not to worry, because moments later, WUSB 90.1 FM, Long Island's first station of the 90s, will be right back on the air with a brand new transmitter.
Thanks to the generosity and support of our listeners during Radiothon 89, WUSB will be able to inaugurate its brand new transmitter on Sunday, February 18th at 2:30 p.m.
We'd like you to be a part of that by tuning to 90.1 FM to hear the great transmitter switch.
So remember to tune in Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the great transmitter switch.
Here on WUSB,
Long Island's first station of the 90s.
And we should point out at this time that it's a thrilling event for more reasons than one. We don't know for sure what's going to happen when we throw the switch, you know. You may never hear us again after we throw that switch. It's going to be a very dramatic moment, and a lot of fingers are going to be crossed. So if you like excitement and you're not too crazy about whatever sport they happen to be playing this Sunday on TV, tune in to the USB transmitter switch, and that will be going on at 2:30 this Sunday coming up. But we'll be having all kinds of fun programming up until then and hopefully beyond then as well. It's 8:19, you know what that means. Time for Chris Levin here on WUSB. Let's play a few. If you have a request, 632-6901.
Don Lukenbell with the Campus Bulletin Board for Thursday, February 15th, 1989. There will be a poetry reading tonight, Spontaneous Inventions, featuring several area poets. This happens at 7 p.m., Unity Cultural Center, Ralph Kwan Cafeteria, tonight. Spontaneous Inventions. And there's a film that happens today, Straight No Chaser, a tribute to Thelonious Monk. And this will be followed by the funky sounds of Afro-Caribbean bop, as interpreted by the Fort Apache Band. The film starts at 5 p.m., and it screens in the Stony Brook Union Auditorium, and the Fort Apache will be featured immediately following the film. All right, looking ahead to tomorrow, Friday, February 16th, Stoller Center Theatrical Series presents the National Black Touring Circuit in I Have a Dream, a musical drama based on the life and words of the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Tickets are still available, I assume. It does cost a nominal fee to get in to see the show, but I'm sure that it'll be well worth it. And if you would like information, you can call the Stoller Center for the Arts, 632-7230. And on Monday, February 19th, Student Activities Board Lecture Series features Bobby Seale, co-founder and former leader of the Black Panther Party. And it says that Seale has been asked to speak in commemoration of Malcolm X and the need to understand the importance of the black experience and its relevance to non-blacks. So if you are interested in this and like to check it out, it happens at 8 p.m. on the main stage of the Stoller Center for the Arts. And the Coca movie for this weekend is Sex, Lies, and Videotape. And that will screen Fridays and Saturday at 7, 9:30, and midnight. And on Sunday at 7 and 9:30 in the Stoller Center for the Arts. It's not the Stoller Center for the Arts. Coca movie show at the Jacob K. Javits Lecture Center, room 100. So go there if you want to see Sex, Lies, and Videotape. And that's all I have for you today for Thursday, February 15th, 1990. The Campus Bulletin Board is heard every Monday through Friday at 8:15 a.m., 4:15 p.m., and 9:15 p.m. And is brought to you, as always, courtesy of Long Island's first station of the 90s, 90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook.
Thank you very much, Don. Yes, it is brought here courtesy of us. We are very courteous people. Thank you very much. I wish he wouldn't disappear in a sonic boom every time he does this. He's fast, but I don't know how fast. 8:26 in the morning, Christine Levin. Let's play some more from her.
Muddy water left there after the rain. I got down on my knees, I looked close. I saw things I couldn't explain. There was all these itty bitty teeny weeny little tiny creatures swimming and slashing about. I put my ear down to that puddle, I could hear one of them shout. We're going to the amoeba hop, everybody gonna be late. Got my eye on a cute paramecium, you know the one with the wavy hair. Rocking and rolling, shaking ourselves, and flapping up my jello all over. That's what I heard. I mean it. Then I spied a sharp rotus Owen swinging all by himself. He was looking for a partner to shake a leg with, but everyone was dancing with everybody else, so he was so lonely. Till Mother Nature showed him what to do. He boogied down, he did a little binary fish on, split himself in two, and now he's got a partner. Today and me, Baha, everybody gonna be there. Good times don't ever gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop.
who's looking at you.
That means the boys of summer, the baseball players, are not far behind. But wait a second. There may not even be baseball this year. The owners are threatening to lock the players out of spring training. Why, you ask? The usual contract negotiations. The owners and the players want new contracts. This contract is supposed to prevent hard times for the owners, like the owners went through only a few short years ago. To meet this problem head-on, the owners have proposed what they call Plan A. This is where a player would get pay for performance. What this means is that a player in his first 6 years of Major League service would get paid according to what his statistics are at the end of their season, such as RBIs, home runs, their batting average, etc., etc. Unfortunately, their average is not always an indication of how a player actually performs. Take, for instance, the fielder that makes spectacular plays, or the batter who makes many sacrifice flies, or even the catcher that helps steady the pitchers and educates them and helps them along to a great season. The idea, according to the owners, is designed to make the players get paid more fairly. But, in essence, it will take money out of the players' pockets. The way I look at it is, the players aren't really being paid that unfairly to begin with. I mean, who is twisting the owners' arms to pay such exorbitant salaries to begin with? Did anybody put a gun to the head of the owners of the Oakland Athletics when they decided to pay Ricky Henderson $3 million a year? I don't think so. To be fair, the players are also making demands, but their demands seem a bit more fair. First of all, they want to raise the amount of starting players on a squadron from 24 to 25. That's a real hard demand. And they also want to raise the starting salary of major league players just coming into the league. This hasn't been raised in 4 or 5 years. Can you imagine not getting a raise in 4 or 5 years? Unfortunately, the two sides are quite far apart. But have no fear, they say, the second round of negotiations will begin tomorrow. You know where those negotiations will end up, don't you? That's right. But think of it this way. There is a bright spot in all of this. Everybody involved will get certain opportunities that they haven't been able to get before. The owners, they'll get an opportunity to spend some of the billions of dollars that they have. The players, they'll get an opportunity to have extended vacations. And us, you and me, the fans, we'll get an opportunity to rediscover the excitement of bowling. That's all I have to say. I'm Jeff Singer with The Last Word in Sports.
I'm a fly.
Good morning.
I am buzzing all around. I got down in Houston, ooh, ooh, San Antonio bound. I'm not riding in coach. I am flying first class. I'm on the head of a banker. Zip, zip, I'm on the rim of her glass. My, oh, my, I'm a fly. Taking a free ride on all planes. I'm a fly on a plane. My flight's a little erratic, the highest I've ever been. That's right, it was a cowboy's attic. I didn't mean to leave home, but now the die is cast. I guess my destiny is to roam and to fly really fast, very fast. My, oh my, I'm a fly, taking a free ride on a plane.
get to San Antonio, I'm gonna make a lot of new fly friends. When I tell them that I am from Houston, their eyes will bug out, they'll say, come again. Don't tell us no Texas tall tales. How did you get here? I'll say, I flew. Although San Antonio flies will say, man alive, I got immense respect for you. Woo, woo, woo. Zip, zip, it ain't do that. Zip, zip, it again. I'm a fly on a plane. I've got a lot of dreams. I never counted on a rolled up in Flight Magazine. Thank you. Tried taking drugs, how-to books, even Dr. Ruth. But for all intents and purposes, their love life was dead. Till one day Janie went over to the Pink Pussycat Boutique. She bought a long cylindrical thing. Now Janie is smiling, Johnny is not. Every night you can hear him sing. He says our love is being kept alive by artificial means. He's grown emotionally attached to that little pink. Okay, this is a sing-along for anybody who might have problems in the boudoir. Don't be shy. Oh, Johnny went down to the bar room. He bought one drink, he bought two, he bought three. Oh, he moaned to the bartender, the state of his married life. Bartender said, hey, bud, just listen to me. So Johnny went over to the Pink Pussycat Boutique. He bought a plastic blow-up doll. Now Johnny is smiling, Janie is not. She's angry, she's jealous, she's appalled. She says our love is being kept alive by artificial means. You've grown emotionally attached to that polyethylene. Our relationship is not as healthy as it seems, 'cause our love is being kept alive by artificial means. That was great singing, I could hear you. Wires, switches, batteries, plastic tufts of artificial hair. Who would ever think they could replace the love?
Love.
Of humans used to share.
Humans used to, humans used to, humans used to, humans used to.
Then we saved the day. Those batteries died at the same moment that that big doll sprung a leak. Johnny looked at Janie, looked at Johnny, looked at Janie. How they both sounded difficult to speak. I wish I could say they threw those contraptions away and fell in love all over again. But Johnny taped up that kissing woman when Janie stole the batteries from his Sony Walkman. Because their love is being kept alive by artificial means, they've grown emotionally attached to these modern sex machines. Their relationship is not as healthy as it seems. Love is being kept alive, love is being kept alive, love is being kept alive by artificial means.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. If you are calling from your own extension, push enter or...
Get off the air. Get off the air, computers. Boy, I could take over everything. Sorry. I was outside in the other room. We have a certain machine here that if you step out for more than say, 3 seconds, is more than 3 seconds of dead air, the computer takes over. It's not my idea. I don't think it's a good one, and I don't think it's going to last. So, write your congressman or something, because these computers have got to go. Well, we have the news, which was just delivered to us by computer, of course, but it's presumably written by humans. I know it involves humans. President Bush is in the air, and if that doesn't involve humans, I don't know what does. He's en route to Colombia for a round of talks with three South American presidents. The Colombian summit is expected to be a mix of give and take between Bush and the leaders of Peru, Colombia, and Bolivia. The president is seeking more cooperation in the anti-drug effort, while his counterparts seek more U.S. aid. Bush is under tight security after reports that cocaine lords have a contract on his life. Those reports came from President Bush's own people, of course. In Bonn, West Germany today, Chancellor Helmut Kohl says German unification will begin to take shape quickly after East German elections. During an address to Parliament, Kohl said the two German states are close to their goal of one Germany. He also says no NATO troops should be stationed on what is now East German soil. The European Parliament is calling for the 12 nations in the European Community to maintain sanctions against South Africa until that nation is democratic. But the parliamentarians also say when apartheid is gone, the EC must be ready to assist South Africa in its economic recovery. Jesse Jackson says the end to South Africa's apartheid system can be accomplished if the U.S. and Western Europe keeps the pressure on. Now that's grammatically incorrect. That should be keep the pressure on. Just make a little correction. We're supposed to fax them all the corrections, the spelling mistakes and things like that. Okay. Jackson's in South Africa, where he met today with Nelson Mandela. Meantime, the government says it has sent 1,000 troops into Natal, that's Natal province, to help stop fighting between rival black factions. Lots of bad weather this morning across much of the nation. That's not a sentence, is it? Hold on. That's two corrections in one story. All right, I guess they meant to say lots of bad weather is occurring this morning across much of the nation. They spelled nation wrong, too, but never mind that. I'll overlook that one. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Are we all turning illiterate or something? Is that the new fad? I don't know. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain have spread from the Rockies to New England, and snow has fallen as far south as San Diego. But do we get any here? Oh, no. There was snow everywhere. I mean, I saw snow in Chicago. I saw snow in Canada when I was there, in Wisconsin. You know, I saw snow in Syracuse and in Buffalo. I saw snow in Westchester. But no snow here. No snow here at all. I'm sorry, I took a bit of liberty with that story. Let's just start it over again. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain have spread from the Rockies to New England, and snow has fallen as far south as San Diego. The cold weather forced hundreds of homeless people in Los Angeles to seek shelter inside. In Illinois, a storm yesterday cut power to at least 4,000 customers. Attorneys for fired Exxon Valdez Captain Joseph Hazelwood of Huntington are questioning the mental stability of the tanker's second mate. At Hazelwood's trial in Alaska, Lloyd Leekane Jr. has testified that the skipper knew a man he left at the ship's helm was less than expert at steering. That man was steering when the tanker hit a reef last March, but a defense attorney has responded by saying Leekane has had emotional problems. So, that's three people in command, and all of them were incompetent at the same time. It's incredible. A bigger ship of incompetent people I don't think we could have found. In the future, California may have a bigger say in the Democratic presidential sweepstakes. Sweepstakes? Oh, boy. The Democratic Party is changing its rules to allow California to hold one of the first presidential primaries of 1992. The state may move its vote date from June up to early March and present it in the form of a beauty pageant. Cable TV mogul Ted Turner is lashing out at the big three television networks. Well, that's wrong, too. That's not news. Anyway, during an address yesterday to the National Association of Advertisers, Turner accused the networks of being more concerned with audience size than program quality. Wow! Rip Van Winkle, he just woke up from his nap, didn't he? So, the networks are more concerned with audience size than program quality. I would never have guessed. I mean, I thought Laverne and Shirley was for our entertainment, for our education, you know? I didn't think they were actually looking at those Nielsen figures. I thought it was just, you know, they had to do that. They didn't want to. Well, good thing Ted Turner is around to set us all straight. But let's set you straight on the weather. 3 degrees Celsius, that's 37 on the Fahrenheit scale. And, well, the weather's the same as it was before. Hopefully, I don't think anything new has come across. It'll be cloudy with a chance of light rain or drizzle. Temperatures rising to the mid-40s by evening. And we're expecting periods of rain or drizzle tonight with dense fog developing. Temperatures rising to around 50 by morning. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, much warmer, disgusting for this time of year, with afternoon and evening showers and thunder showers likely, high around 60, chance of precipitation 70%. It's 8:46. You're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook. This is Eric filling... Who am I filling in for? I don't even know who I'm filling in for. If you missed the story, folks, I was just driving down the road, driving from Chicago to here, nonstop, 24-hour drive, all by myself, having lots of fun, you know, listening to tapes and radio stations. I'll tell you about radio stations one of these days. Listen to all kinds of different things, and suddenly I hear this woeful voice saying, I'm here all by myself, and no one came in to do the morning show, and I've been here since 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said, I've got to help this guy. So here I am, after being up for 2 days, 3 days now, I think. I don't even know. When you can't tell the days anymore, that's when you know it's been a while. So I'm here at least, I guess I'm here until 9, and then we have something else coming up. Let's see, what do we have coming up? This is Thursday's schedule. We have Big Band Bash, number 5-90. So that's something I'm sure everybody's looking forward to. That's coming up in just 13 minutes here on WUSB. And let's continue moving on. I guess folks are interested in the Christine Lavin songs that we heard. I know she has a lot of fans here. And I wouldn't want to gloss over the songs that we listened to. Well, the last one was called Artificial Means, and that was off the Future Fossils record. That was from 1985. The one before that is not on an album. It's a live performance. We've got that on the Fast Folk Musical Magazine, and I think that's the first one for this year, isn't it? Actually, no, that's October 1989. We didn't get it till this year. And we heard a song called Fly on a Plane. Then from the album... I'm going backwards, by the way. From the album Another Woman's Man, we heard If You Want Space, Go to Utah. It's a state I still haven't been in. And from Bo Woes and Other Problems of Modern Life, we heard Amoeba Hop, and we started off with her cover version of Downtown. Christine Lavin, a name of the present and certainly a name of the future, and a name that you'll hear here on WUSB quite a bit. Here's someone that you've heard on USB quite a bit.
Now everybody's breaking up somebody else's home. Before somebody else starts breaking up their own, I get you in my dreams. You do the things you say. Because I've had so much fun that it's safer that way. Sneaky feelings, sneaky feelings. Kind of feeling sure. I like to get right to the way I feel for you, but I still got a long way to go. Why don't we call it a day? We can both confess and force me to use a little tenderness.
Well, you know, if you're not awake by now, if you're not up and out of bed by now, you're probably going to be in a lot of trouble, especially if you have to be at work by 9 o'clock, because you have only 10 minutes to get there. Well, you know, I was thinking, a lot of people have this problem. A lot of people want to know what time it is, you know, and sometimes we don't say what time it is. I just did now, but if you missed it, you know, you're out of luck. You can pick up the phone and spend 35 cents to find out what the time is? I mean, what is this? Does the phone company have the right to the time? You know, have they bought every time we say what time it is? Do we pay them a royalty now? It's not right. And you can't ask the operator what time it is. They won't tell you. So, folks, There is a way. There is a way. And I'm going to show you. I always believe in sharing bits of knowledge. First, what you do is you get an operator, okay? And then you ask the operator for...
Good morning.
Rudy Can't Fail, the Clash from London calling here on WUSB in Stony Brook. Rudy won't fail, neither will you. If you just remember, there's always another way. You just gotta think of it. This has been Eric. This is still Eric. I'll try to stay myself. Been filling in for somebody. I don't know who. But I'll be back sometime. Stay tuned for big band stuff. We'll be right back. The preceding program preceded this announcement.
On Sunday, February 18th, at 2:30 p.m., WUSB-FM will shut off its transmitter.
But not to worry, because moments later, WUSB 90.1 FM, Long Island's first station of the 90s, will be right back on the air with a brand new transmitter.
Thanks to the generosity and support of our listeners during Radiothon 89, WUSB will be able to inaugurate its brand new transmitter on Sunday, February 18th at 2:30 p.m.
We'd like you to be a part of that by tuning to 90.1 FM to hear the great transmitter switch.
So remember to tune in Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the great transmitter switch.
Here on WUSB,
Long Island's first station of the 90s.
Though Carter G. Woodson is best remembered for establishing Negro History Week, now celebrated as Black History Month, he was first and foremost an educator. As a teacher and later a principal and dean, he discovered that instructional materials including little and usually negative information about African Americans. Woodson was determined to do something about education that said, does others so much more good than it does Negroes. To dramatize the omission of Black Americans from the general study of American history, Woodson launched Negro History Week in 1926, 9 years after he and four others established the Association for the Study of Afro-American Life and History.
This message was brought to you by WUSB 90.1 FM in celebration of Black History Month.
Hi, this is Matt with a concert billboard for Thursday, February 8th. Tonight, the B-52s play their last performance at Radio City. Camper Van Beethoven does the same thing at CBGB's. Marty Wilson Piper will be at Maxwell's. Inner Circle and Moja Naya will be at SOB's. Friday night, February 9th, Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker will be at the New Ritz. DRI, Sick of It All, Nasty Savage, and INC will be at Sundance. Saturday night, February 10th, Marillion and Flies on Fire will be at the New Ritz. Ladysmith Black Mambazo will be at Bay Street. Babylon AD and Empire will be at Sundance. David Benoit and the Dave Samuels Band will be at Town Hall. Warren Zevon will be at the Beacon Theater. Subdudes will be at the Lone Star Roadhouse. Meat Puppets and 11th Dream Day will be at the Arts Center. Thursday night, February 15th, Erasure will be at Nassau Coliseum. Chris Christopherson will be at the Bottom Line. Peter Buck will be at the Lone Star Roadhouse. Friday the 16th, Erasure will be at Madison Square Garden, but they're sold out. Todd Rundgren and Liz Irons will be at the New Ritz. The Debbie Harry Show at Bay Street has been canceled. Raging Slab will be at Sundance, and so will Valentine. Saturday, February 17th, Todd Rundgren and Liz Irons will be at the New Ritz. Shinehead and Boone Squad will be at Bay Street. The Roaches will be at Town Hall. Peter Buck will be at Maxwell's, and Kiss Army will be at Sundance. On the 18th, Tears for Fears and Debbie Harry will be at the Meadowlands Arena. Linton Kwesi Johnson will be at SOB's on February 21st and 22nd. On the 23rd, the Throwing Muses will be at Maxwell's. Ace Frehley will be at the New Ritz. Zebra will be at Sundance. On the 24th, the Ramones will be at Bay Street. James Cotton will be at IMAC. The Mew Hall Richard Abrams Quartet will be at Stony Brook's Stoller Center for the Arts. Galaxy 500 will be at Maxwell's. And Ace Frehley returns to Sundance. On March 3rd, the Jesus and Mary Chain and Nine Inch Nails will be at the New Ritz. The Mighty Diamonds will be at IMAC. On March 10th, Meat Loaf will be at the New Ritz, and John McLaughlin will have two shows at 8 and 10:30 p.m. at IMAC. Alice Cooper and The Front will be sold out at the New Ritz on March 12th. The Creatures will be at the same place on March 14th. The Radiators will be there on March 17th. That same night, Black Uhuru will be at Bay Street. Marianne Faithful will be at the Bottom Line on March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Ian McCulloch and Ultra Vivid Scene will be at the New Ritz on the 23rd. Dave Valentin will be at IMAC on the 24th. And Special FX will be at IMAC on March 31st. Concert Billboard is brought to you four times each weekday at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at 12 noon and 12 midnight. Just in case you've missed anything, give us a call here at WUSB at 516-632-6901 and stay tuned to WUSB throughout the week for ticket giveaways. This is Matt here on WUSB Stony Brook. Have fun, everybody.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Band Bash. I'm Richard Herman, and for the next hour, you'll hear the sounds of the big bands. This week marks the first week of February, so I thought we would start off with some Valentine songs. The first song is by the Benny Goodman Band with vocalist Peggy Lee, and after that, a couple versions of My Funny Valentine.
Somebody else.